We've seen you staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice. Yes, folks, welcome to needcoffee.com podcast. It's Weekend Justice. Sorry for the lack of beginning sketch. Situations have conspired to rob me of the time that it would take to do justice to the stuff that I had in mind, so we'll take care of that for next time. Anyway, so let's jump right into recommendations for your weekend. As always, we're here to give you ideas to stimulate the mind as best we can, as you are half dead and driving into your place of business to deal with your own particular day job virus for the last day this week. So we want to equip you with what you need to get into your weekend and make the most out of it. So we'll get started here very quickly. Random House Audio, and I know that you guys are sick of hearing about this, but it is the audiobook version of World War Z. Now, one of the things that I will admit that I had a thing about the book itself is that it's an oral history and it's told from the perspective of all these different people all over the world, right? Well, to me, as I'm reading this, I'm not able to tell the difference between, you know, somebody speaking who's from Japan or from Pakistan or, you know, America, wherever. I really can't tell the difference from reading. It just doesn't feel like someone speaking, you know, you know how people talk even if they're speaking English, when they're from another country, there's certain ways that they say things, certain ways they can change up verbs, certain words of their own that they use that just make it seem like, you know, make it seem like it's they're from another country. So I wasn't getting that from the book. It's probably the right way to do it, because if you look at this, it's done with a full cast. Max Brooks, the author, plays the interviewer. But check out some of the names on here. You've got Alan Alda, Carl Reiner. You've got Mark Hamill, Henry Rollins, John Turturro, Rob Reiner. It's, full cast. It's abridged, but there's a good bit of it on here. So if you're like, wow, I wish I could read a zombie book, but I have no time, then go check this out, because it's the audiobook and, you know, it's made for people like us who, you know, have no time. Okay, books. Let's talk books. Chicago Review Press has got A Futile and Stupid Gesture by Josh Karp. And the subtitle of the book is How Doug Kenny and National Lampoon Changed Comedy Forever. And of course, if you can see the cover here with the cover art, it's basically the dog with the gun on him, which is, a change of pace. But this is a biography of Doug Kenny. He was one of the co-founders of National Lampoon. And, you know, not to be mean, but for those people who don't, there are probably some people in my listening audience, all five of you, who don't remember when National Lampoon was about comedy. You know, I mean, these are the people who brought us Animal House, for Christ's sake, right? And you know, among several other things. I mean, this is the guy who co-wrote Animal House, and he co-wrote Caddyshack as well. So this is a funny damn guy. So this is basically, you know, his life story and how he, and I mean, the subtitle is right, changed comedy forever. So it wasn't, before they started making, you know, 15 vacation movies, they were actually extremely relevant. So this would be a good read if you're interested in, you know, the history of American comedy, or just want to find out where these sickos got their start. So there is that for you from Chicago Review Press. Also from Chicago Review Press, we've got Masters of the Comic Book Universe Revealed. And the cover's a little scary. But basically what you've got here are mini biographies. Not that many. I mean, there's only 11 folks in here, and it's a book with, let me see. I mean, you've got, you know, over 250 pages. But Will Eisner, Stan Lee, Trina Robbins, Kyle Baker, Neil Gaiman, folks like that. So if you wanted to know what makes them tick and get a you know, brief look at where they came from and what they're about, then this would be a great place to check it out for those who love comics and know who these people are. Basically, if you can look at the cover art and you know who those three folks are, then you're set and you probably need this book. Okay, and last book I want to talk about is from Knopf, and it's St. Lucy's Home for Girls Raised by Wolves. And these are short stories by Karen Russell. And I'll tell you, I will go ahead and tell you that the title is what caught my eye about this one. And I was like, you know, any book that has that title, I have to check it out. Basically, let me just read you some of the flap here, because this will get you interested in it just like it did me, more than anything else that I could say. The title story, basically, a pack of girls raised by wolves are painstakingly reeducated by nuns. Right. In Haunting Olivia, two young boys make midnight trips to a boat graveyard in search of their dead sister, who set sail in the exoskeleton of a giant crab. I am all over this book. So anyway, I'll probably be reading this weekend too. So that's my recommendation, is this book, just based on the crazy ideas that are coming out of it. So that's from Knopf. And again, it's St. Lucy's Home for Girls Raised by Wolves. And that's from Karen Russell. Got a couple graphic novel releases, collections and such from Dark Horse Comics to tell you about. First of all, something that the folks who read this site, not going to be any stranger to that, is the second volume of the collected Penny Arcade. And basically what you've got is, the way this is set up, you've got the strips, right? And then you've got a bunch of commentary at the bottom of the strips from the creators, naturally. And you've got a shitload of artwork that comes in here, and you know, a bunch of bonus stuff. And really, it's really, if I know you're like, well, you know, this stuff was online and I can go read it right now, but really, as I flip through this, the majority of this, I mean, I'm looking at this. Hang on a second. I'm going to tell you. Yeah, there's at least like a third of this book that's just, you know, card galleries and extra stuff. So it's not like, and you know, these guys wouldn't like screw you over. So even if you've been a reader for a while and you've already read these, then the commentary and the extra bits make it worthwhile. It's Penny Arcade Volume 2, Epic Legends of the Magic Sword Kings. So check that out. Okay, next we've got a first volume of a collected manga series. And really, and again, you know, I hate to seem shallow and pick stuff for their titles, but you know, when I get interested and I go, I need to check out what that's about. But I mean, titles are extremely important. I, for a lot of my stuff, come up with the titles first, and then, you know, figure out what the story is behind it. You know, one of Ray Bradbury's writing exercises in Zen and the Art of Writing is just make a list of titles, of just random titles. And, you know, half of the stories in my short story collection showed up that way. But this is the Kurosagi, and I hope I'm saying that right, you know I am with names, the Kurosagi Corpse Delivery Service, Volume 1. And at first, when I'm looking at this cover, and you can see this if you look at the cover art, I'm thinking grave robbers? But no, it's much stranger than that. These are five students who decide to make ends meet by basically using their powers to contact the dead. And the problem with the dead is that they're still trapped in their bodies. So if you need to get freed from your body, then these are the people who can help you out and let your soul move on to the next thing. So fascinating stuff collected, of course, from Dark Horse, and they published it in the original Japanese format. So very cool for manga fans or for fans of just weird shit. Okay, next up we've got, we'll get into DVDs here with some movie picks for you. We've got Love Cracked. And as you can guess from the title, and certainly if you can take a look at the cover art there, when it goes up, I may have to split this up because I'm running out of time, and I want to make sure that this gets downloaded to your iPod so that you're driving into work. I don't want you driving to lunch and going, "Thanks for showing up at lunch, asshole." So we'll probably just throw this out and do the cover art separately, like we've done before in the past, because of my tardy ass. Anyway, but back to Lovecraft, or Love Cracked, which is based on Lovecraft. One of the funniest books that I've read that did a spoof on Lovecraft was, you know, the fact that you had in Simon Moore's Practical Demon Keeping, basically a cafe that was run by Lovecraft, you know, with eggs that could bring about the end of the world and crazy shit like that. It was great. It was just totally dead on. Basically, with Lovecraft, these people know their stuff when it comes to Lovecraft. And it's, you know, the thing about the Lovecraft story is there's always somebody who's trying to find out what the hell's going on, trying to uncover the mystery. And normally they wind up going insane or dying or both, or, you know, not dying ever and still remaining insane or some unnameable combination of all six. But no, with this, it's, imagine that played completely for laughs, and you've got this from the folks at Biff Juggernaut. So absolutely insane indie comedy horror crazed movie. And as you can tell from the cover art there, friend of Need Coffee, Lloyd Kaufman, is in it. And we're up for anything with Lloyd Kaufman. So check out Lovecraft if you want a bit of comedy for your weekend. So if you want a little bit of Brit, if you want a little bit of mystery, we will throw at you Agatha Christie, A Life in Pictures, which is out from Acorn Media. And basically what this is, and I was not aware of this story. You Christie fans probably know more about this than I. But apparently at one point in her life, she disappeared for 11 days. And when they finally found her, she was completely clueless as to what had happened or who she was or anything like that. So basically, this approaches this film approaches the whole story of what happened from a couple of different perspectives. I mean, from her perspective back then, back shortly after it happened, and that's played by that version of her is played by Olivia Williams, for those of you who don't know, the teacher from Rushmore. And then older, you know, an older version of Christie looking back on it as well. So interesting, if you've watched, all the Agatha Christie characters, that, I mean, there's God knows how many versions of his stuff, how many television series have come out of it, and, you know, not to mention the books themselves. But if you'd like to know a little bit more about the author herself and kind of the weird shit that went on in her life, then this would be a great way to tackle that subject. And as we are rocketing slowly towards October and Halloween, as I've mentioned before, dying to get the freaking Halloween, because it's my favorite holiday of the year, and trying to come up with new and interesting things to do during the month of October on the site. So I'll throw this out here since we're about to talk about Christopher Lee and Edgar Allan Poe. But if you have some ideas for things that you would like to see on the site for the month of October, ping me, widgesucks@needcoffee.com. I would like to hear your ideas because I have some ideas, and we'll see which ones we can bring to fruition because it's October and it's Halloween. We got to do something. Anyway, so we're talking about Edgar Allan Poe and Christopher Lee. This is Edgar Allan Poe's Tales of Mystery and Imagination, and Christopher Lee is the host of this, basically a show. This comes out from BFS, and basically these are, you know, the well-known Poe stories, Telltale Heart, Black Cat, Cask of Amontillado, recreated for television with Lee as the host. So, if you like Poe, and who doesn't, you should check this out from BFS. And I'm sure we'll have more Poe to talk about as we go into October. We can't have a weekend go by without having some kind of animation on here, and I think the clear choice is season one of The Tick, or as the DVD calls itself, The Tick versus season one, which I still love. And basically, you've got, it's not the complete season one. You've only got 12 episodes. Episode 11 is not included. But as I've mentioned before, it's got my absolute freaking favorite, which is the Tick versus the Tick episode, which gave us the Evil Midnight Bomber. And back when I was in a band years and years ago, the Evil Midnight Bomber, we would quote him all the time. And of course, we were drinking a lot of beer. So I don't know if there was a correlation there. I can't say. But you know, I don't know. Try this weekend. And if you wind up drinking a lot of beer, then maybe we should do a study. I don't know. What do you think? If you like something a little different, if you like a foreign film, okay, because, you know, if you're fed up with American cinema, and I wouldn't blame you if you were, First Run Features has something for you from their global film initiative. It's Fuse, and it's basically a film that that takes place a couple of years after the Civil War in Bosnia, where President Clinton is about to make a visit. And so this this town is trying to prepare for the coming of the U.S. president, and as you can well imagine, hijinks ensue. So the Bosnian film comes with an introduction from the director and a bio of the director and a photo gallery. So not much in the way of bonus features. But like I said, if you want something a little different, then check out Fuse from First Run. Okay, so we've got to have adverse video. It's just a tradition. So we will look to Razor Digital this week for The Curse of Lizzie Borden, the director's cut that that basically tells a story of a young woman who gets... engrossed with the story of Lizzie Borden, the alleged murderess of her father and stepmother. And basically she starts to act like Lizzie Borden. And of course, if you know the story, it involves an axe. So, you know, it can only get worse from there. So that is our adverse video pick as direct-to-video horror is the place to go whenever you need something to do a little MST3K action on. So we recommend that for you if you need that sort of thing for this weekend. For other DVD picks, I'm going to definitely recommend to you, as we've mentioned before in the heads up, but it bears repeating, that the classic media release of the two-disc set, the deluxe collector's edition of the original Japanese Godzilla Gojira, which I'm assuming I'm saying correctly still, but, you know, what can I do? Basically, with this, bear in mind, you've got not only the American version, but the Japanese version hitting DVD uncut for the first time. You've got a couple of featurettes, commentaries, and trailers. So, as I mentioned on the heads up, this is such a sweet release that it bears mentioning twice. So, be sure to check that out. And last but not least, we have to have a television pick, right? So we're going to throw Prison Break Season 1 at you from Fox. And it's the show that's so preposterous that it works. I mean, the guy gets the big house. There you go. There's a nice euphemism. The big house for a crime that he says he didn't commit. And his brother decides to go in after him. Now here the setup is that he's the brother's going to go in to the same prison and break them out. And he designed the prison, and he's got the schematics, basically, of the prison hidden in tattoos on his body. Now, if that's not the craziest setup that I've ever heard, I don't know what it is, but apparently it works. So, you got 22 episodes across 6 discs, deleted scenes, you've got a bunch of featurettes and such, and it's going to be plenty to take you through the weekend. There's nothing quite like a television box set to take you through the weekend if you feel like doing nothing but kind of just, you know, sitting on your ass and watching television, especially if you have a really nice television. I won't mention any names. Anyway, so there you have it. That is your weekend justice, your suggestions, your ideas. As we get more time to actually prepare the show, I have some things in mind for it. But if I can stop being sick or falling over every other day, then, you know, maybe we'll get to that point. So anyway, again, if you have any questions, suggestions, whatnot, accusations, recriminations, give me a shout at widgesucks@needcoffee.com, because I do. And we will go from there. So I hope you have a lovely weekend. And we've got the heads up for this week, which will be coming up probably on Sunday before Ridge goes off. So thanks, guys. And like I said, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.